We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Timmy, what's going on, my friend?
What's happening? Big series victory over the Cubs over the weekend. That was huge. I still get a little bit of goosebumps right there with that highlight. I don't know if too many people watching on TV, certainly on the radio, the levering call on that homer right there, or in the stands or in the dugout, I don't know if too many people thought that ball was getting out. It was stunning. I mean, it was like, okay, nice drive, barreled up. It's going, holy crap, it's out of here,
right?
Type of thing. That was sweet, man.
They pick up Jordan Lyles yesterday. I've been watching reaction. I mean, his last four or five outings have not been good. Prior to that, he was pretty good. I hope you didn't get a damaged guy, so to speak, when you talk about David Stearns picking him up, because he just hasn't pitched well. But give me your thoughts when you heard that Jordan Lyles on his way to Milwaukee.
Yeah, I think the hamstring injury for him really kind of derailed what was looking to be a really good season. I mean, he started out first 6 or 8 weeks, man. He was dynamite. And we saw him pitch in last year for the 2018 crew, and we'll find out. It, to me, it's sort of a stabilizer. They needed someone, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And we all knew that, and they knew it. And I think they were getting overcharged a little bit because of the situation that they're in. So they had to sort of go to the B tier, if you will. And I'm not discounting maybe one of the bigger names here bouncing around the rumor mill, but For that situation, it's clear to me they didn't think very highly of Cody Ponce, and that's the trick here. We have to consider sometimes within your own organization, your own prospects, you chart a little bit different than MLB.com or the Pipeline or Baseball America might have them listed, and there's this inner opinion that this guy's not going to work out. Let's see if down the line we can move him. And I think that's pretty clear, because Jordan Lyles for a second-round pick seems to be a lopsided deal. But we'll see. They must not have thought too much of Ponce.
So what do you think else needs to be done, I guess? That might be the best way to put it.
Well, don't be afraid to go for it. You're in a position to go for it. And I think it needs to make sense for Stearns. It has to make sense for this year, and would be great. But you can't rule out the rental either. It's just what you got to pay for the rental. And so we look at that. Nightingale's article yesterday, it was really stunning to me that 20%, check this out, Bill, 20% of prospects that were traded in the deadlines from 2003 on, just 20% of those minor leaguers that were moved made the big leagues for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't overvalue some of these prospects, just 20%. So 2 in 10 that were moved in July deadlines since 2003. I mean, that to me is really fascinating, and that's why some of these guys just continually bounce around. But I won't rule out, to answer your question, though, Bill, I won't rule out an additional veteran middle infielder. I wouldn't rule out the fact that they go out and still bolster that bullpen. Now, the bullpen has been doing a yeoman's effort, man. They have. And outside of Jeremy Jeffress, which is not a real comfort zone right now, and we all know that just whatever it is, whatever's going on with him, they could really use a portion of what J.J. had last year. But the rest of that pen, it's starting to take a little place here in that roles are being defined, and it looks good. They did a great job. They've been doing a great job.
So, and I was kind of saying this going into, September, October, look, all you got to do is, if offensively they can stay hot, Maybe even you get a little more out of Lorenzo Cain, who hasn't necessarily been giving you offensively what you are accustomed to, I guess might be the best way to put it. Hura stays hot. You keep Grundahl. You keep Moose. Travis Shaw is one of your bench guys who was hitting the ball down in the minors. When he finally got asked to come back up, he gives you versatility. You know, who knows what can happen if this team offensively stays hot. For a while there, their pitching stunk, and they were giving up 5-plus runs a game, but they were scoring 6.5 runs a game. So maybe sometimes you look at it and go, you know what, we don't have the pitching. We just got to outscore people, so you're not going to be giving up all your bats.
It seemed like this series here, they stepped up in terms of energy, and it stepped up in terms of, you know, battling. I love the fact that 7th, 8th, 9th innings, and this started back in Arizona on the road trip, that they're not giving up. And you felt some taste of really electric kind of last year. You did. And I think you're right that they could, if the offense continues, it's more than the offense. We all know that pitching is going to have to step up. But man, it just seemed like a little taste of last year. Did it not over the weekend?
It seemed like not only a little taste of last year, but it seemed like we were talking about, at least it felt at Miller Park, like a little bit of a playoff atmosphere.
Man, it was something. Now, again, it took a couple months off my life, but I'll give that up.
Okay, well, there you go. No, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I think you would gladly give up a few months of your life if you could walk away with a World Series, right?
Oh, Bill, that I might negotiate a minus 1 year.
Okay.
I'll take minus a year on that. But they do and are in a position because of, you know, Council mentioned it over the weekend, that there's just so many teams in this thing and so many teams teetering on their decisions that this is going to be amazing here from now until tomorrow mid-afternoon, Bill, that we are probably going to see a frenzy of moves. And we talked to Buster Olney about that last week or the week before, and I was thinking maybe it would be sort of a lackluster deadline. He disagreed, man. He said that you could see a flurry of moves because this brick wall is going to hit you, and you can't do anything about it. Once you've made that decision, you can't change it anymore.
Right.
And it's 2 months of baseball where you're going to go internally with any moves you make. You're going to have to step up with your production at your big league level, and then you're going to have to scour waiver wires too. Now, you can still claim a guy. You just can't trade for a guy after tomorrow afternoon. This could get fun.
I had an email earlier that just was crushing Craig Counsell. And, you know, you and I have talked about this time and again. For all the moves that he's made, and for as many times as he's asked to make moves, don't you feel that he's an above-average manager at this point?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because we saw this team compete with really a bucket of bolts at times back in 17. Who thought in 17 they were going to come one game away from the postseason that year? No, but there's nobody that thought that. And regardless of what he has, I think they do have a system, and we're learning more about his system each and every year, each and every month almost, that he just doesn't care about the starting pitchers going third time through. They don't. And it's quite fascinating. It is. And that being said, should they have had the most wins in the National League last year based on talent going into the season? We didn't know what Yelich was going to do last year prior to going
right in.
Kind of had an idea what Kane was all about. But the rest of the gang, did we really know? And so you do have to give him credit for getting everything he can get out of what he has. And to me, that's the mark of not only a good manager, but a good leader. And a leader is going to get every ounce of production out of what he has, make them better, and get what you can out of them. He has done that. Bill, you know this. We're going to argue about bullpen management on every single team, every single year, almost every series. We're always going to debate that. It's a huge debate in baseball. But all told, with what he's had to work with over the years he's been here, man, he's done a great job. A great job.
Hey, I mentioned Lorenzo Cain, and I know the season has not been what he's wanted. But really, if you look at the last 2 weeks, last 2.5, The guy's back around 280 over that period of time. Do you think that that cryotherapy that they gave him, similar to what they did with Ryan Braun, do you see a difference in him to where you can say, look, if this holds out, that's going to be almost like picking up a free agent bat in the, you know, because if he gives you the offensive prowess that he was giving you last year and starting to set the table for a guy like Christian Yelich, suddenly just the offensive productivity begins to go up.
As good as Keston has been, as good as Yelich is, I think the team has beat to the drum of Kane a little bit more, and we're starting to see that. It appears to me the law of averages are going to come into play here. And that's Lorenzo Cain. It couldn't happen at a better time now. Now is when you need it. He has had the worst frickin' luck, Bill. He has. And I know that a lot of times we make excuses for our favorite team and our favorite players. I get that. But those that watch and follow every pitch of Brewers baseball or every AB by Lorenzo Cain, the dam's going to break. It's going to break. It just has to. I mean, you're seeing a little different energy. The thumb obviously is much better. The hand is obviously much better. But I think the team is sort of, I think they're following their leader. And I think Lorenzo Cain is the leader of this team.
I think Lorenzo Cain is an incredible leader in the sense that this guy can walk the walk, especially when it comes to playing the outfield, playing defense, always hustling, always trying. He's been hitting better as of late. I got to tell you, as impressed with his game as I can possibly be, and Christian Yelich, you know, on top of that, what Keston Hira has done since he's come into the bigs, he came in Atlanta and performed, then he came back and he had a little bit of a lull and people went, wow, there you go, he's cooled off. And since then, the guy has been out of his 11 dingers and a walk-off, man, hitting 325. This is obscene, and over his last 30 games, he's 351.
And you point right at David Stearns and you say, well, this guy was up there in the draft, and yeah, people were going to take it. But hey, the elbow—he's considering elbow surgery, and he didn't play defense the entire final year at college, and so he took a gamble on this guy. He took a gamble on his adjustments, and I think they did their homework on him. And he comes well advertised. Now we're finding out things about Keston that we didn't know before, that he adjusts in an at-bat. He adjusts to a pitcher. He adjusts to a series. He's consistently making adjustments at the plate. And it looks like, you know, just those two alone, Yelich and Keston Hira, Bill, imagine that. These two dudes are going to be together for at least the next 3 years. I mean, to think about that 1-2 punch right there.
All right. And then, like I said, you get Lorenzo Cain back. I mean, you're still going to have the backside of, Ryan Braun's career for the next couple of years. Who knows? I mean, I think the window is still open for this team for a little while to come. Tim, always good stuff. Enjoy the later game tonight out on the West Coast, and we'll talk soon, okay?
You got it, Bill. Thanks.
All right, pal. Talk to you later. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.